Now, we mentioned that you're involved with Sydney Fridge and Venue 505. Can you give us a little bit of a snapshot into what 2020 has been like for you so far?
Yeah, sure. Well, we run 505. Last year, fortunately, we closed one of our venues in Surry Hills because otherwise we'd have been laden with two commercial premises during a time where our industry's been brought to its knees. Our venue in Newtown was brought to an immediate halt on the 15th of March was our last show. In fact, we presented the very last theatre show in the entire Sydney. We was the only show on in the entire city that night. And we presented one of the very first back as well in September with Sydney Fringe's Global Fringe that's closing tomorrow. We reopened the venue in July for our music program, but only three nights a week and at radically reduced capacity and, of course, increased safety measures that add expenses. This year has really been like nothing our industry has ever experienced before. You know, if you look at Sydney's music venues are used to doing it quite tough. We've come out of a good 5-6 years of really heavy regulation. We were just on the cusp of a re-emergence post-lockout, and then COVID hit. So we've seen our venues right across the state, no matter how big or small they are, literally brought to their knees, incurring levels of debt we've never seen before and battling to try and survive.
What kind of support are you hoping to get from the government for the Save Our Stage petition that is live at the moment?
Look, we're hoping to have a discussion around some strategic investment for for-profit live music venues. I would like to acknowledge that the government has, as we know, provided $50 million in their rescue and restart package to arts and cultural sector. Unfortunately, these are for not-for-profit arts businesses and venues. Most of our cultural infrastructure across the state, the live venues that we love and go to, they're independently owned for-profit businesses and therefore, by default, they're excluded from that sort of support. Of course, many of them have been able to access the small business grant from Service New South Wales, but it's a drop in the ocean compared to the debt levels that they're incurring. And, of course, the announcement of Great Southern Nights has been fantastic. But, again, that's great investment into artists and will help some of the smaller venues, but it's just not strategic investment to save the venues. So what we need now, because we know that 85% of the live music venues across the state are telling us that they will permanently close within the next 6 to 12 months if they're not given support, we want to open a conversation with government for a strategic investment for for-profit or commercial, if you call it that, live music venues, although we know that many of them operate out of passion, not profit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we've seen a great level investment come out of Victoria, targeted for venues, and we've seen some good investment for Queensland. So we would really love to see the New South Wales government open a dialogue with us to look at how they can strategically support the venues, because we just can't afford to lose 85% of our venue stock across the state. You know, we only have one opera house, but we have hundreds of live music venues that are independently run and owned spaces. They make up the whole of our touring network, and they are the spaces that we all build our memories in, that artists pay their mortgages off from gigs in. These are important pieces of infrastructure that provide the bulk of the jobs in our sector.
Kerry, flipping the coin and looking at the other side of the argument, you know, Australia is up for, you know, the biggest recession that we've seen in so many years. Our unemployment rate is the highest we've seen it in 20 years. Why do you think that live music and the live music industry needs this support now? What makes the live industry so valuable for our communities?
Well, there's a couple of key reasons. We know that artists draw most of their income from the live performance sector now. You know, we've had a complete reimagining of income to artists since streaming services arrived and the whole, you know, rearrangement of that. And so the core income from artists is derived from the live performance circuit. We know that. That's a fact. So it helps artists. We also know that when a venue's open, it pays everybody. As in, if a venue is funded operating, if people are buying tickets, then we have a flow-on effect to our hospitality staff, to our technicians and contractors who have slipped through the JobKeeper cracks. Our artists get benefits from it. but also the economic benefits to the community, even from a tiny venue, is immense for the footprint around it. The Enmore Theatre, for example, whilst not a tiny venue but a historically important one, has an economic impact to the area of over $30 million a year in additional spend.
Wow.
And now think about all the small businesses around Enmore, the eating strips on Enmore Road, Newtown, King Street, that's being fed directly into our community, and that's just one venue. So it's not just about the music. It's not just about the jobs, although those should be enough. It's about the effect these spaces have on their local communities. You know, Venue 505, we ran for 10 years in Surry Hills, and we closed last year just to consolidate. But I recently visited one of our neighbouring businesses, a restaurant, just to say hello. And he was having a tough time, but, you know, our one business used to generate thousands and thousands of dollars a year for him from our patronage in regular income. And when that venue disappeared, the whole community lost that income.
Absolutely.
So these are really important things to understand about the ecosystem within small communities. Venues are strategic economic drivers in a localized way, but they also employ lots of people. And when you support venues, you do have a flow-on effect for the entire live music sector.
And beyond that as well, when you're talking about the heart and soul of a community, when you're talking about the impact that it has on the cultural lives of its community members as well, these live music venues just give so much.
Yeah, we know that having live music and venues, cultural spaces open, reduces nighttime violence. We know they make safer precincts. Live performance is a big driver of a sense of community. But, you know, even just on the individual, these are the spaces we, you know, meet our future partners, that we build our memories, that we create soundtracks for our lives, that we see the best gig of our lives, or we see someone before they're, you know, a Grammy winner. These are important spaces, and these are the spaces that bring community together. And I would argue that more than ever at the moment, that's what we need.
I completely agree with you there, Kerry. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thank you for the time.